信息比较简单，所以如果有小朋友可以留下来，他们要听都可以。好，主日学班上，我们感谢小平为我们带领我们唱诗。他今天是不能下台哈，他还要翻译。好，大家还记得我们这个月是什么月吗？
Does everyone remember what is the month? What is our theme for this month?
良善的，很好哈。我们这个今年我们就是在神的面前来追求可以结出圣灵的果子。那我们上礼拜四哈，我们有一个特别在那个加州的州联会，我们中区Central Coast 的一个州联会的会议。
The week before last Thursday, we had a meeting for the Central Coast Baptist Association.
那特别就讲到在那个会议当中，我们都去了，到几十位牧者，我们在那边来探讨一个问题。
There were like 50, 60 pastors at the meeting.
Actually, 大概二三十。
20, 30.
Yeah, 所以我们在那边讨论一个问题：为什么加州州联会，就是整个在浸信会里面，会有的数字在过去十八年以内掉了40%。
We were discussing why in the last 18 years that the membership within the Baptist Association has dropped like around 40%.
然后我们大家就填我们对教会的觉得最重要的目标是什么。
And we filled out a survey as far as what is our most important goal for our churches.
在这个意见，在这个调查表当中，还有一个问题就问到说，你觉得你们教会在门徒建造门徒方面做的努力如何？
And in the survey that there's a question about discipleship and how are you doing on the topic of discipleship?
有三个答案可以选，第一个非常满意，第二个满意，第三个不满意，需要改进。
There were three answers that you could circle. It's very satisfied, satisfied, and not satisfied.
所以我们几十位的牧者，我们都勾了。
And so all of us gave our answers.
到最后呢，这个意见调查公布。
And so at the end, the survey was published.
所有大部分的，除了有四位牧师哈师母们，四位牧者，其他所有的人都说不满意。
Except for four pastors, all the rest of the pastors circle not satisfied.
然后呢，四位牧者呢是坐在我们同一桌的。
And then the four pastors that had circled satisfied were among the same table that I sat with.
就是我们的廖牧师。
And it was Pastor Liao.
我们方牧师。
And then Pastor Fang.
我们方师母。
And then Mrs. Fang.
还有一个小小的慈霞牧师。
And then our pastor's son.
我们居然。勾还可以。
So all of us are in agreement. We circle satisfied.
弟兄姐妹，你觉得这一年你是不是看到你周围的人有一点不一样？
So think about it. Do you think that people around you have changed a little bit?
你要不要给你周围的人一个掌声？也不要忘了，这是神坐在我们当中的，我们要给神一个掌声。哈利路亚。
Don't forget that God is with us.
所以我们继续在神的面前依靠圣灵给我们的大能，我们来结出圣灵的果子。
So we will continue to bear fruits in the power of God.
所以我们今天要来看一段经文，特别讲到在旧约的时代。
We're going to look at a scripture from the Old Testament.
在大卫的时代里面，他怎么样？有其中有一个人叫做他是好人。
We're going to talk about there was a good man during David's time.
好，我们要来看的经文是撒母耳记下第十八章。第十九到二十七节这段经文。
Please look at Second Samuel chapter 18:19-27.
撒母耳记下十八章，我们上面都有哈，我来念，我们大家来看哈。撒都的儿子亚西马斯说：“容我跑去将耶和华向仇敌给王报仇的信息报与王知。”约押对他说：“今日你不可去报信，改日可以报信，因为今日王的儿子死了，所以你不可去报信。”约押对古示人说：“你去将所看见的告诉王。”古示人在约押面前下拜，就跑去了。撒都的儿子亚西马斯对约押说：“无论怎样，求你容我随着古示人跑去。”约押说：“我儿，你报这信息既不得赏赐，何必要跑去呢？”他又说：“无论怎样，我要跑去。”约押说：“你跑去吧。”亚西马斯就从平原往前跑。 跑过古士人去了。大卫正坐在城瓮里，守望的人 上城门楼的顶上，举目观看，见有一个人独自跑来，守望的人就大声告诉王。王说，他若独自来，必是报口信的。那人跑得渐渐近了，守望的人又见一人跑来，就对守城门的人说，又有一人独自跑来。王说，这也必是报信的。守望的人又说，我看前头的人跑的跑法好像撒都的儿子亚西马斯的跑法一样。王说，他是个好人，必是报好信息。所以我们记住，这是一个好人，所以他报好信息。好，我们经文先念到这里。我们现在呢，要有一段时间呢，我们要有一个见证的时间。好，
We'd like to open this time for some testimonies.
对，我好像跳得太快，我差点忘掉了。那我们当中有人就是对这一方面有见证，好，可以跟我们分享的。好，我们把握时间。好，有没有人？
Is there anyone who would like to share his or her testimonies right now?
瑞华。三个人。
Okay, there are three people who are going to give their testimonies.
It's okay, yeah.
各位弟兄姐妹平安，这个暑假真的一个字叫做乱，不过很不错，就是我就感谢神，就在这个暑假的繁忙的当中，我觉得就经历到神的慈爱跟神的伟大。对，然后就是我们最近有接
This has been a very chaotic summer, but thank God that it's been a summer that for us to experience God's love.And power.
这个就是说，在这个暑假，其实是在六月，其实是在半年以前。
About 6 months ago.
对，然后我的弟妹就跟我讲说，她要计划要来美国。
My sister-in-law has informed me that she'll be visiting in the summer.
然后在五月的时候，我又接到彩霞，然后就是一个朋友要带两个孩子来。
And then also in May that I also understand that my friend Cai Xia is coming to visit.
然后差不多五月中的时候就得到秉仪说要也要过来带三个孩子。
And also another friend of mine, Bing Yi, is bringing three kids to visit me.
然后到了七月，不对，七月，阿昭也决定来参救援我们。
And then in July, I have another friend who also joined us.
然后其实在去年我就知道 Cindy 也会在暑假会来。
And also last year I understand that Cindy was coming to visit us.
好，请大家猜猜总共几个家庭。
So, please do your math. How many people? How many families?
Erica, 你对了。五个家庭。
So I have five families visiting this summer.
Yeah. 然后那时候我觉得真的是我就一直 用神的一句话来告诉我，靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
So I only rely on the scripture that just rely on God that I can do everything.
然后我真的也很感谢神，在他们六月二十五号坐飞机来。六月二十五号，他们那天要飞机抵达旧金山。
On June 25th, that they arrived at the airport in San Francisco.
其实在前一天我去参加公民考试。
And then the day before, I had taken my citizenship test.
其实这个公民考试，我觉得真的也是神的恩典。那在其实我跟安华是一起办，我是用配偶的身份办。那可是我因为我的手就是好像大概富贵手，就 delay 了两年。
Also, this is an ship test. I experienced grace from God as well that I have applied for this citizenship for 2 years already, yeah. And because of some kind of problem with my hand.
然后就是在这两年当中，他要我去印了四次的 fingerprint， 就是手印。
And so in the last 2 years, I had to do four times the fingerprinting.
然后还要我去调出五年内我去住过哪些地方。
And then also I have to fill out all the places that have stayed in the last 5 years.
那时候我带着彤彤，我带着 Phoebe.
At that time, I had Phoebe with me.
进出警察局两次还三次。
I've been visiting like the police station for two or three times.
然后也不幸的是，刚好要去申请加拿大，因为我在那边有住了，就是算这五年当中，我有住了一个月在加拿大。
And also, I have to go to Canada, and also because I have spent 1 month in Canada, so I have to prove that I was there as well.
但是我觉得我就是这样子坐下来，在照着他的要求。
So I just followed the request that I filled out all the information that was requested of me.
所以等于是在我爸爸过世的2005年，安华就去考公民了。
So it was like in 2005 that David was already received his citizenship test.
那时候虽然很悲伤
，even though at the time I was very sad，
但是就觉得还好，我没有跟他一起申请，不然我就没有办法去帮忙做爸爸一些事情。
I was glad that at the time I didn't have to take care of the citizenship test. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to take care of the memorial services for my dad.
所以在去年九月
，So September last year,
我就开始申请citizenship， 就是公民。
And I applied for the citizenship.
然后我就觉得，当我就一直没有下来，因为这其中又叫我去印了两次，我的手指还是不清楚。
I haven't heard anything from the INS for a while, and then in between, I was requested to fingerprint two times again.
就是在最后一次印 finger 的时候是二月底的时候。
So the last time I had to do the fingerprinting was in February.
然后也就在他们要来的五月中，我收到了那个就是公民的考试的通知。
So in mid-May, just right before they arrived, that received the notification for the citizenship test.
Yeah, 然后就是六月二十四号。
And the day was June 24th.
我就那时候一收到这个通知的时候，我说感谢神，你真的是好美善。
At the time, I say thank you, Lord, because you are good.
我就可以在那之前把一百题都背起来。
So before June 24th, I can memorize all the 100 questions on the test.
所以那天我有跟一些弟兄姐妹分享
，and I had shared this with some of the brothers and sisters.
我就一直背，一直背，然后到了那边，然后我去考试的时候，反正都会答嘛。然后连什么 yes 跟 no 我都知道，说那一张都是答 yes， 另外一张都答 no。然后
I memorized all the answers, including yes and no on each pages.
然后当他问我一个什么问题，我还是到现在还是听不懂。
So I remember there was one question up to this day I did not understand what the question was.
我就说 yes.
And so I just say yes.
然后那个考官就突然抬头看我说 I hope you say no.
the examiner said I hope you have said no.
所以我说 oh no.
So then I answered no.
不过我也看到神的怜悯跟慈爱在我身上。
I really saw God's mercy and love on me.
那我要讲的，就是我在前两天。
What I'd like to share is like 2 days ago.
我就收到公民的宣誓。
I had received a notification to swear in as a citizen.
其实，在那天考试的时候，安华跟我说他可能就通知你大概七月底的时候，或是说就会跟你说几个礼拜以后你会有一个宣誓。
David has told me that I would be notified of the swear-in procedure.
所以那时候刚考试的时候，公民官跟我说你因为现在比较紧啊，比较多人啊，所以他说这个可能大概一个月或两个月我才会得到宣誓的通知。
But at the end of the test, that the examiner told me that I'll probably receive the notice within like 1 to 2 months time frame.
我本来差点要说我不 care。
I almost said I don't care.
因为我觉得我接下来这两个月非常忙碌。
Because I felt that I was going to be very busy in the next 2 months, so it doesn't matter.
后来我就想到圣经上说，谨守口舌的就保守你的生命。
But I remember in the Bible it says that you have to hold your tongue.
我就忍住。
So I just restrain myself from saying that.
就跟他说谢谢。
And I say thank you.
前两天我收到那个通知。
I received the notification 2 days ago.
它是八月十四号。
The swearing time, the day is August 14th.
大家还不知道我的行程。
So probably you don't know about my itinerary at this point.
我们有两个家庭，也许是三个家庭，在八月四号那天会回台湾。
There are two families that are scheduled to go back to Taiwan on August 4th.
下午我要带着我跟着我弟妹，然后一起到 LA。
And that afternoon, I will travel with my sister-in-law to Los Angeles.
我们都计划好8月13号从 San Diego 开车上来到 San Jose.
Our plan was to return from San Diego on August 13th.
所以8月14号早上10点。
And then the swearing date is August 14th, 10 o'clock in the morning.
我就要去宣誓。
Yeah, it was perfectly planned.
8月15号要跟教会去露营。
August 15, we have the church camp.
所以我觉得神说，我们真的要把他所坐在我们身上的，一定要跟大家 share.
God has told us that we have to share our testimonies among the people.
其实在这当中，我带着我的孩子，就是把我们家要祷告的事项，我们就写在白板上。那他们就写妈妈的那个公民。其实我真的不是很那个，就是反正就把它放在。祷告里面，但不是这么的迫切。但是
，my children and I have a list of prayer items on a whiteboard. So and they have put down the citizenship for mom on there as well.
那所以就说在这样的事情上，我们就经历到神真的很爱我。
I really experienced that God loves me very much.
也很爱我们这个旅游团。
And loves our this particular tour very much.
啊，今天他们等会会几个会做见证。那就说我们这些朋友，除了我弟妹以外，我们就是都是认识大概有20年以上的朋友。
So the rest of the tour group will also give their testimonies later on, because all of us had known each other for over 20 years.
我十岁认识安华。
I had known David since I was 10.
十三岁认识阿昭。
And when I was 13.
十八岁认识彩霞。
And I knew 彩霞 when I was 18.
但是我觉得在主内，那个爱就是长存。
And I really felt the love in God is everlasting.
就每次当我回台湾，尤其前两年我回去的时候，是在我人生的一个低谷的时候。
Especially in the last 2 years, every time when I visit Taiwan, that was really the valley of my life.
但是他们的拥抱跟他们的爱，还有他们都做很多事情在我身上的。
Their embraces and their love and the many things that they have done for me.
还有我弟妹，就帮我顾小孩。
And my sister-in-law took care of my children for me when I was really in a dark time.
这些都记在我的心里面。
I remember every single detail.
Yeah, 然后所以我就想到圣经上说的，他要我们接待客旅。
I remember in the Bible it says that we should be hospital to the visitors.
不知不觉我们就接待了天使。
And because unknowingly we will receive angels.
那所以神说要我们去行善。
And so God asks us to do good.
因为他对我们，他真的是先坐在我们身上。
Because he has done it on us first.
我靠着那加给我力量的，我们凡事都能做。
So I rely on God who can do everything and I can do everything.
谢谢。
Thank you.
我就是彩霞。
This is the tour.
大家好，平安。
Peace to everyone.
其实我是一个很容易紧张的人。
I'm a person who gets nervous very easily.
当牧师师母要我做见证的时候，我很想说 no。
When pastor and then his wife asked me to give testimony, I wanted to say no。
但是我觉得说，我们应该要把在我们身上美好的神给我们的恩典，这样分享出去。
But I know that we need to give glory to him and tell everybody what he has done for us。
所以我只好很勇敢的上台。
That's why I have to be courageous and stand up here and give my testimony.
好，那刚刚安瑞华在讲的时候，我要先讲一个那个，见证前见证。
When I need to give a testimony that that's like a prelude before the testimony.
我们本来是24号要来美国。
Originally, we were scheduled to come here on June 24th. That's the day of her test.
那时候我们计划坐长荣航空的飞机。
We scheduled to fly on EVA Air.
那但是呢，长荣竟然比国泰的贵一万块，台币一万块。
But at the time, the airfare, the EVA airfare was 10,000 NT, more expensive than the Cathay Pacific.
所以呢，我们就改成坐国泰的。
So we changed our flight to Cathay Pacific.
结果国泰六月二十四号满机
，But we couldn't get on Cathay Pacific on June 24 because it was full.
所以我们只好坐六月二十五号的飞机来美国。
So instead, we got on the flight on June 25th.
刚刚瑞华在讲的时候，我就非常的感动。
So when Rui Hua was giving her testimony, I was very touched.
我觉得神的安排都是非常美好，他怎么会让六月二十号、二十四号刚好那个飞机全满呢？
It's like God's plan is perfect. I mean, how come just June 24 was full?
我觉得我可以来美国，我觉得就是一个非常奇妙，应该说是神迹。
The fact that I actually can visit the state is a miracle.
五年前，我们家发生了很重大的经济危机。
We had a financial crisis about 5 years ago.
好，
不是，他们下面也需要用。They need it.
那个，好，然后我们家本来有两栋房子。
Originally, we our family owned two houses.
然后就一无所有。
But we lost everything.
我公公婆婆就在那两年陆续过世。
And then my parents-in-law passed away, like in during those two consecutive years.
然后，可是呢，当就这经我们只存了五年的钱。
We only saved for 5 years.
我也有跟我先生讲说，我要带两个孩子来美国。
I had told my husband that I plan to bring my two children to the United States.
因为瑞华已经邀了我很多很多年。
Because Rui Hua has invited me many times.
那我觉得我先生会拒绝。
And I thought my husband would say no.
但是他说好啊，就去吧。
But instead he encouraged me to visit.
我觉得我先生真的很爱我。
I really think my husband loves me very much.
因为我先生他是一个非基督徒，一直到我们家发生重大危机，他才信主。
My husband has been a non-Christian until the financial crisis in our family.
所以我很感谢神可以站在这里，站在美国土地上。
I really want to thank God that actually today I can stand on this land.
然后我记得我第一天来这个教会敬拜神。
The first time that I came to visit and worship with everyone.
牧师母一样坐在那个钢琴的那个位置上。
And then A pastor's wife was sitting at the piano.
她的女儿一个拉大提琴，一个拉小提琴。
And then one of the daughters plays the cello and one plays violin.
然后呢，牧师站在前台领会，对不对？
And then pastor's son was up here.
我一看到这一幕我就哭了。
And I cried at the scene that I saw.
那时候我来美国我知道厕所都有卫生纸。
I knew that when I came to the States that there was.Toilet paper in the restroom.
所以呢，我只带了十包的小面纸。
So I only brought ten packs of tissue paper.
因为是准备不时之需使用的。
I brought that just in case I needed it.
我前两个礼拜就把它全部用完了。
And I used up those 10 packs like in the first 2 weeks.
不是在那个诗歌敬拜的时候哭掉的。
It's not when I use it during the worship.
不然就是大家在做见证的时候哭完的。
And I used it up when also doing the testimonies that people gave.
前天那个召会送我一包小面纸。
The day before yesterday, I received another pack of tissue.
我马上收为己有。
I kept in my purse.
因为我知道大概今天又会哭。
I knew I was going to use it today.
我觉得可能是因为我孩子出生多久。
I think that it's because my children was born.
我就在儿童事工多久。
That's how long I have stayed with the children's ministry.
所以我十一年没有在大堂敬拜神。
So it has been 11 years that I have not spent time in the sanctuary.
我记得我第一天就坐在那个位置上，就是那个恩与恩重的那个位置上。
So I remember the first day I sat in that space right there.
哦，我眼泪就一直流，一直流，一直流。
My tears couldn't stop, but keep running down.
第一天就用掉了我带来的一半的面子。
I used up the first half of my tissue paper on that first day.
当那个我知道你们要介绍我的时候，其实我很紧张。
And when I knew that I was going to be introduced, I was very nervous.
因为呢，我想说我那个哭得很难看。
I think that I cried and I didn't look very nice.
可是我觉得真的是那些诗歌就充满了我的心。
But I really feel that all the hymns just filled my heart.
我一定要告诉你们。
I have to tell you that.
能够坐在这里敬拜神。
When we can sit here and worship God.
真的是一件很幸福的事。
It's a privilege, it's a blessing.
我们真的是每一次唱诗。
Every time we sing to God,
很想叫自己不要哭。
I keep telling myself, don't cry.
可是眼角就翻泪光。
But the tears couldn't stop.
所以我真的觉得，这真的是一个神祝福的教会。
I really believe and felt that this is a blessed church.
从诗歌敬拜就可以感受出来。
I can feel that through our worship.
然后让我另一个很感动的是。
And another thing that touched me very much.
在这个教会当中，都是夫妻一起服侍。
I have seen that the couples have served together.
我本来以为啊，那两个大提琴、小提琴手。
I thought the cello and the violin player
会一直坐在那边。
I thought they would just stay there.
每周就在那边拉。
They would do it every week.
可是没有想到，两周后他们就把琴收起来了。
I didn't know that they don't do it like every week.
我不知道那个，因为我就有一个弟兄在这边。
There was another brother who was standing here.
他的太太不会弹琴，但是他的女儿竟然才弹序乐。
Even though his wife does not play the piano, but then his daughter played the piano and played the prelude for us that day.
我觉得很感动。
I was very touched.
后来我又看到那个 Jennifer 的先生来领会。
And then I saw Eric who was doing the.
然后 Jennifer 侍琴。
And then Jennifer was doing the piano.
我觉得好感动，真的是好美。
And I just think that was such a beautiful scene, and I was very moved.
在我的教会。
In our church.
哎，夫妻是尽量不一起服侍的。
We have tried very hard to put the couples away in different ministries.
譬如说，先生领会。
For instance, a husband would stand up here.
绝对不会安排太太侍琴。
And we try not to have the wife to play the piano.
然后在我们教会呢，一件事情一定要分开跟夫妻说。
If there's one thing, then but we try to tell to the couples at different times.
有一次我就告诉我们其中一个弟兄说我们那个聚会要怎么做。
So one time I told a brother that how we're going to handle a particular event.
时间到了，他太太没有来。
And then when the due time, his wife didn't show up.
因为他太太不知道。
Because his wife wasn't aware of it.
所以呢，我们都讲两次，又跟先生讲，又跟太太讲。
So we have to remind ourselves to tell both husband and wife.
所以当我看到夫妻可以一起服侍的时候。
So when I saw that the couples are serving the church together.
那个眼角又开始翻泪光。
So I couldn't stop but tearing again.
然后我看到牧师师母。也是这样非常同心的服侍。
And again, I see the pastors and their wives really just serves together.
还有我跟你们一起参加清洁那个聚会的时候。
And when I participate in the service with you.
你们都是夫妻一起坐着。
And it's all couples together.
我觉得真的非常的美好。
I really think it's a beautiful thing.
我回去我们教会的小组。
When I go back, I will tell our cell group.
告诉他们夫妻要一起做。
I will tell them that the couple should serve together.
因为我参加我们那个小组聚会啊，夫妻都是坐对面的。
Because when in our cell group that the couples always sit across from each other.
然后呢，我还记得我们去参加清洁的医治释放特会的时候。
And when we attended the cleansing ministry.
一正在那边做见证，上台做见证。
And Virginia was giving her testimony.
她哭了很厉害。
She was crying.
然后呢，我那时候就看到她的先生走上前来安慰她。
And then we saw Jesse went up to the podium and also comforted her.
那天我已经哭得很厉害，所以我下定决心，接下来我都不哭了。
I had determined not to cry anymore since I have already cried so much that day.
结果那个先生就让我还又哭了。
But then when Jesse went up to the stage, I couldn't help myself but cried again.
我真的觉得这是一个被神祝福的教会。
I really think that this is a church that's been blessed greatly by God.
我没有想到我来到美国。
I never thought that when I came to the States,
我获得了身心灵的满足。
I really received like the renewal and satisfaction from my soul, my heart, and my mind.
我想我至少胖了三公斤。
I think I have gained like at least three kilograms.
可是我觉得真的是好丰富哦。
I really think that it's a very abundant life.
我在我的部落格有写。
I have written on my blog.
我相信这个教会。
I believe this church.
幕后的荣耀。
The glory in the future.
必大过于现在的荣耀。
Will be greater than what it is now.
谢谢大家。
Thank you, everyone.
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, everyone.
我跟彩霞姐是一样的，当牧师师母请我做见证的时候，我觉得我的顺服的心就开始在那边作祟，叫我不要做见证。
When pastor and his wife asked me to give testimony that I really felt a little rebellion in my heart.
但是我想到做见证是神的儿女该做的事。
But I think this is the duty of God's son and daughter.
所以感谢教会，感谢牧师师母，更感谢神，让我有这个机会可以站在这个地方分享神的恩典。
So I want to thank the church, God, and then pastor and his wife to give me this opportunity to give my testimony.
首先，我要先最感谢我们的阿爸父神。
First and foremost, I'd like to thank our God.
感谢他带我来到美国，再一次看到他所创造的山，所创造的海洋。
To bring me to the United States to see the beautiful mountains and waters that he has created.
最重要的是让我再一次回到他的面前去享受他的话语。
And then again to bring me before him to enjoy the words that he has given us.
再来我感谢方舟教会。
And I also want to thank the Ark Baptist Church.
这个教会是我在美国这两个月属灵的家。
This is the spiritual home that I haveThat have treasured very much in the 2 months that I stay here in the state.
让我的灵可以得满足。
It really filled my spirit.
我今天要讲的见证，要做的见证，是要与各位弟兄姐妹分享神如何让我一个不顺服的心，在这一个月里面顺服他。
I want to give my testimony is how I have come from a rebellious spirit to decide to submit myself to God.
我和彩霞姐一样。
I'm like 彩霞。
我的小孩有多大？我在儿童事工里就侍奉多久。
How old my children are? That's the time that how long I've been away from the sanctuary.
我的大儿子佳恩今年已经十岁。
My older son is 10 years old.
所以我有十年没有进过大堂敬拜神。
So it has been 10 years that I have not listened to a Sunday sermon.
我的灵渴望神的话语。
My spirit has been craving for God's words.
这些不只是在每天的灵修可以做得到的，我需要到大堂里面去敬拜神。
This is not just something that I can do in my daily devotion. It is something that I need to be in the sanctuary and sharing with all my brothers and sisters.
所以我很快乐，因为今年的六月份，我终于可以离开儿童事工。
And I'm very happy, finally in June this year, that I can leave the children's ministry.
我在台湾的进信会，我是负责摇篮级，就是零到四岁的小朋友的儿童事工。
I'm responsible for the children's ministry for ages 0 to 4.
终于在今年的六月，我卸任了。
So this past June that I pass on my duties.
在我很快乐跟神说神啊，我要来的时候。
When I was happily announced to God that I'm coming to the United States,
在去美国来美国的前一个礼拜
it's the 1 week before I came here.
我们的儿童事工的召集人
The person who is responsible for children's ministry.
也就是在座的李昭慧姐妹。
And then this the as the sister Lee.
她来到了我的学校。
She came to my school.
约了我吃午饭。
And then she invited me to lunch.
我的心想事情不妙了。
Then I was thinking, uh-oh.
她告诉我说，你既然六月卸任，你要不要到了美国八月份继续接五年级升六年级的儿童事工
？So she asked me that after you come back from the States in August, would you like to continue with the ministry for fifth and sixth grade?
我完全不顺服。
And at the time, I was totally insubmissive.
我跟她说我没有能力。
So I told her that I'm not capable of doing it.
可是阿昭姐一直鼓励我，你一定有。
But she kept encouraging me that you could do it.
到了六月底来到了美国之后
，So at the end of June, after I came to the United States,
我开始告诉我自己我一定没有能力。
I kept telling myself I can't do it.
所以我决定在阿昭姐要到美国是七月十四日那一天。
So I have decided before Sister Lee came to the United States, which is on July 14th.
她一下飞机，我一定要告诉她。
The minute that she came off the airplane, and I'm going to tell her.
我不做了。
I cannot do it.
我需要回到神的面前安静。
I have to come back to the Lord, and then I need some quiet time.
可是我要先赞美神，神知道我的心。
But I want to praise the Lord because He knows my heart.
在七月初，我们到了 ATI 的时候。
So in the beginning of July, when we went to ATI conference,
因为时差日夜颠倒
because of jet lag,
然后还有我身体的状况
and the condition of my health,
我几乎早上全部都在睡觉
So I was sleeping like every morning.
但是我睡饱了，我有很足够的精神听下午那些牧师或者弟兄姐妹的分享
But then I was already in the afternoon to listen to every sermon and testimonies in the afternoon.
在 ATI 的时候，我得到一个很大的感动是，让我看到这一群弟兄姐妹愿意把他们的下一代培养成为美国很重要的人物，所以美国会复兴。
I really was encouraged by these people who are willing to train their next generation in a very pious way and for the future of the America.
神再次的感动我，让我看到儿童事工是如此的重要。
And so God has touched me again to see the significance of children's ministry.
但是我是个很顽固的人。
But I'm a very stubborn person.
我还是不愿意顺服。
I'm not willing to submit.
在阿昭姐要来的前一天。
And before the day before Sister Lee came,
也就是七月十三号
，and that was July 13th.
早上我在灵修的时候
，when I was doing my daily devotion in the morning,
神感动我读到了诗篇第九篇
，and I read Psalm chapter 9.
我在我练前两节就好，我要一心称颂耶和称谢耶和华，我要传扬你一切奇妙的作为，我要因你欢喜快乐，至高者啊，我要歌颂你的名。
That's chapter
1-2.
I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High.
神说：“我要传扬他一切的作为。
”I will praise all his deeds.
神在我身上有许许多多奇妙的作为。
God has done many wonder things on my on me.
我的两个小孩
，my two children,
Jonathan and Anthony.
Jonathan and Anthony.
他们这两个都是从死荫幽谷里面救回来的。
They were saved from really the valley of the death.The Death Valley.
一个是七个月就生出来，一个是六个月就生出来。
Both of them were premature.
那时候医生都说他们的生命很危险。
And the doctor said both times that they were at very critical condition.
可是神用他的恩典把他们带回来。
But God gave me graces and brought both of them back to me.
尤其是小的 Anthony.
Especially for my second child Anthony.
他一岁的时候。他败血症开刀把他右边的肺拿掉。
When he was 1 year old, his left lung was removed.
那时候我们签下了放弃同急救放弃救急 急救放弃同意书。
At the time we have to sign those agreement where it told us that that we have to give up the like the emergency procedure.
我跟我先生都哭了。
My husband and I was crying when we signed the agreement.
但是神很奇妙。
But God was wonderful.
神把他又带回来了。
He brought him back to us.
所以待会你看到 Anthony 那个胖胖的。
So when you see Anthony,
他的不是他是加恩，他是 Jonathan。他的身上有三个，我们称他为恩典记号。
We say that that's three marks of grace from God.
因为是他开刀开出来的。
Because that's the marks from operation.
所以其实我看到神很多很多奇妙的作为在我的身上。
So I have experienced many miraculous events on my life.
但是其实上我刚硬的心还是不顺服。
But my heart is still very hardened.
那天是礼拜天，就是七月十三号，那天是礼拜天。
July 13 was the Sunday.
奇妙的是那天的牧师的经文既然就是诗篇第九篇，我刚刚念的那两节经文。
And it's interesting enough, the verse we read that day was Psalm 9.
我知道神在跟我说话。
I know God was talking to me.
所以在唱诗歌的时候，我一直流泪，而在那个时候，我顺服了神。
So during the worship, I know God was talking to me, so I finally submit myself to God.
所以隔一天，阿昭姐来到美国。
So the following day, when Sister Lee arrived in the States,
我没有告诉她我做不到。
I didn't tell her that I wasn't able to.
所以我现在想跟阿昭姐说。
So now I'm telling her,
我加给那我靠那加给我力量的，我凡事都可以。
And I'm going to rely on that on God who gave me strength that I can do anything.
上个礼拜六。
Last Saturday,
我在美国接到了一个电话。
And I received a phone call.
我的妈妈告诉我，外婆在那个时候过世了。
My mom informed me that my grandma passed away.
虽然我的心很难过。
Even though my heart was very saddened.
因为我是我外婆的长孙。
Because I was the oldest grandchild.
但是我很感谢的是，我的外婆已经认识了神。
But I am grateful to say that my grandma has known the Lord.
我靠着那加给那给我们应允的神。
And I'm going to rely on God who give us promises.
我相信他的恩典永远与我们同在。
I believe His grace is always with us.
谢谢各位。
Thank you, everyone.
我觉得这几位姊妹实在是神国的栋梁。
I really feel that these sisters are the pillars of God's kingdom.
所以我邀请我们的司琴有一点轻音乐。
So I would ask our pianist that would give us some music right now.
我也邀请我们所有的会众起立。
I'd like to invite everyone to stand up.
女士们，我们姊妹们给他们一个 hug， 他们在神国里做了大事。
Let the sisters give them all a hug.
这样教养我们神国里面的子民。我相信他们手中所做的工作，在神的国度里面永远被纪念。待会如果我们散会的以后呢，如果大家有时间的话，可以多跟他们谈一谈，从他们身上得到很多的 encouragement。好，那我们可以回座哈。廖牧师有一些分享。
啊，请大家请坐。
Please be seated.
最近我发生有三件到四件事情。
There are three things that I'd like to share with everybody.
那是神亲自带领的。
Because God has led me to these things.
第一件事情就是上个礼拜我不在这里讲道。
The first thing was I did not speak at this church last week.
我到三藩市金巴伦教会讲道。
I went to San Francisco.
讲道的题目。
My topic last Sunday at that church was
雅各四会古土，雅各想到要回家。
Esau wanted to go home.
很奇怪，当那个牧师请我的时候，
When that pastor invited me to speak there,
他说你能不能讲创世纪第三十一章？
Can you talk about the Genesis chapter 31?
从前他从来不这样，他要我自己定题目。
It wasn't like this before. He had always given me the freedom to choose my topic.
他说今年开始他们的教会按着每一个牧师讲一章圣经讲下来，轮到我要讲三十一章创世纪。
But starting from this year, that they have started from each book of the Bible and then from chapter to chapter.
谁知道他叫我讲三十一章前一天。
Who knows that the day before he asked me to speak.
早晨读经的时候。
That morning I was reading.
就读到创世纪三十一章。
I was reading the Genesis chapter 31.
我说神就早就告诉我要讲三十一章。
And so I told him that God has told me that we will read chapter 31.
很奇妙。
It was very interesting.
第二件事是上个礼拜五。
The second thing was last Friday.
有位老牧师打电话来。
I received a call from a pastor.
他廖牧师，我请教你。
I need to ask you something.
66卷圣经一共有多少节？
How many verses are there in the 66 chapters of the
Bible? 旧约多少章？
And how many chapters are there in Old
Testament? 新约多少章？
How many are there in the
Old Testament? 一共有多少字？
How many characters are there?
我说你等等。
Say, wait a second.
这个资料我有。
I have information.
我马上翻开了给他了。
And so I gave him the information.
他很惊奇。
He was very surprised.
他马上第二天清早，礼拜六清早。
And the following morning, that was Saturday morning.
打电话来。
He called me again.
他廖牧师，我再麻烦你一次。
I need to ask another favor.
圣经里哪一节圣经最长？
Which verse is the longest verse in the Bible?
我说你等等。
Wait a second.
我习惯是要读圣经，完了以后再跟他们讲话。
My habit was to read the Bible and then I talk.
我跪下一读，我按照次序读圣经。
So I usually just read,
就那礼拜六早晨我读的就是耶利米书第四十章
chapter 40,
第五节
it was verse 5,
那就是最长的一节圣经。
That is the longest verse in the
Bible. 一共有93个字。
There were 93 characters.
所以我就打电话告诉他。
So I call him.
神早就知道你要问我这个问题。
God had told me that God had known that you were going to ask me this question.
我不相信，我有点不相信。
I couldn't believe it.
是那么节圣经蛮长的。
That particular verse was long.
所以我很快就把圣经从创世纪一直翻到启示录。
So I just flipped through the Bible.
真的只有这节圣经最长。
So it is true that this verse is the longest verse.
昨天下午。
And then yesterday afternoon.
刮大风。
It was pretty windy.
我就回来，我告诉我，那人说：“嘿，谁把我晒的东西放在地上来的？”
Who had taken down my things that I was putting it out there?
晒了一些菜的东西，菜干的东西，预备将来菜没有的时候可以打菜籽吃。
I was doing some dry vegetables.
他说不知道，我没有动啊，我就觉得你怎么把东西晒在地上。
My wife told me that I didn't take anything down. I was just wondering why were you drying vegetables on the ground?
我说感谢神，那是天使帮我搬下来的。
So I say thank the Lord.
一点都没洒掉。
I didn't lose anything.
整盘的端下来。
The whole thing went down to the ground.
不止一盘呢。
It's not just one plate.
两盘。
Was two.
我晒了四盘。
And all together was four plates.
一点都没洒掉。
I did not lose anything.
哎，我觉得哎，天使来帮我的忙。
I feel like angels have.
感谢主，刚才我听了三个姊妹的见证。
I want to thank the Lord when after I listened.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你们来到主的面前。
When you come before the Lord.
真是要带着虔诚的心。
We need to bring a heart that is honest.
因为神随时随地与我们同在。
Because God is with us all the time.
只要你信靠他。
As long as you would trust in Him.
所以上个礼拜我得到一个年长的姊妹给我告诉我。
So last week I had an article.
他牧师，你能不能有机会告诉弟兄姊妹？
Can you tell brothers and sisters?
无论如何。
No matter what.
来敬拜神的时候。
When we come to worship God.
最好穿整齐一点。
We should dress up a little bit.
他提议。这个姊妹提议。
This sister suggested
that. 她这样子，能不能每一个月我们领圣餐的时候，请姊妹们都穿裙子
？Can we suggest that every month when we do the communion that all the ladies
姊妹穿西藏裤是圣经不许可的
？Because in the Bible that
很要紧，很要紧。女生不能穿男生的样子的衣服。
Because a sister should not wear like the guys.
所以我曾经讲过，我们到神面前来是朝见哪一位？
I have said that when we come to
朝见万王之王。
We come here to worship.
普希总统请你去的时候，普希总统。
When President Bush.
你说好，我来了。
I said, okay, here I come.
就随随便便去了吗
？Do I just like dress casually to see him?
穿着正派一点。
I think I will wear something a little bit more formal.
所以我们来敬拜神的时候。
So when we come to worship God.
你看我这个老牧师啊。
Look at me.
我一点不放松的。
I would not take it easily.
敬拜神就是敬拜神。
When we worship God, it's
不能随随便便。
Serious matter.
我有的是很想门口写张。衣服不整齐，请你不要进来。
Sometimes I would like to post the note
that
you need to wear.
这是我的企划啊，但是还是欢迎你们来。
This is only my personal opinion.
我们的神是蛮有怜悯的神。
God is a God of mercy.
也许你穿了一个礼拜的好衣服。
Maybe you have wear a whole week.
礼拜天要洗衣服的时候。
Sunday is the day you do your laundry.
穿随便一点吧。
So you have your other clothes on.
但是每一个月一次总归有。
How about once a month that we would?
我赞成那位姊妹提醒我。
I think that sister.
我今天看了很感动，我们的年轻的弟兄。
I moved that.
方牧师的儿子。
I'm touched that about.
节奏乐的拿手。
About his percussion.
请站起来吧。
Can we ask?
有什么不一样吗
？Any different?
有没有注意他？从前他上台的时候短裤短褂。
Well, he used to wear shorts.
今天穿得很整齐。
But he's different today.
因为我们侍奉的是位神。
Because we are serving our God.
敬拜的是我们的神。
We are worshiping. The God of God.
刚才瑞华讲的话，你们没听清楚吗？
他
答案都写 yes, 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 yes.
Because she memorized all the answers.
据我所知道，那么许多 yes 里头，
as far as I remember,
有一个 yes 他答错了。
There was one yes that.
所以这个考官很不错。
So the examiner.
他你能不能这条说 no 呢？
Yeah, reminded her to say no.
为什么
？Why?
因为其中有一条说，你做过妓女吗
？Because there was one question in that citizenship test is that.
他说 yes.
Because the question was that.
所以考官说你这条能不能说 no？ 你知道了哈
？Now you know why.
哎，我考公民的很奇怪的，那个考官呢、啊？能叫我的 baby 进去。
It was very strange when I had.
他说问我的话我不懂。
Because whatever he asked me, I did not understand.
他就问我你到底有没有补习过。
And so the examiner asked me that, did you get any tutoring?
我说我有补习。
And I answered
yes, I did. 但你讲的话我没有补到。
But whatever you said, it wasn't during my preparation.
哎，他给我女儿说通过了。
So he told my daughter that I could pass.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
凡事神都与我们同在。
God is with us in everything that we do.
我家里一个规矩，我女儿现在都知道。
There's one rule in our
household. 我家里的孩子们。礼拜天到礼拜堂去一定要穿得整整齐齐。
That we have agreed that we were all
你要穿新衣服吗?
Do you want to wear new clothes?
第一次一定要穿到礼拜堂。
The first time you wear your new clothes,
然后你再穿你的新衣服。
Then you wear to other places.
所以感谢主你看到孙牧师的孩子们穿得怎么样。
So what do you think about Pastor Sun's family?
他有三个女孩子。
He has three girls.
现在只有一个男孩子。
Right now, one son.
还有一个在肚子里。
One is coming.
他们都穿得整整齐齐的。
They're all dressed up very cleanly.
我心里很大安慰。所以我今天还要给我师母认罪。
So I want to confess to my.
上个礼拜，我到金巴人去讲道。
When I went to speak in San Francisco,
他要跟我一块去。
She was going with us.
穿了西装裤。
She was wearing pants.
我上车的时候。
When I went to the car.
我说对不起。
I'm sorry.
今天我不能带你到金巴伦去。
I cannot take you with me today.
我不愿意我的师母让人家讲是穿西装裤的。
I don't want my wife to be in pants, trousers.
那你若是不去的话，你留在自己教会吧。
So you can stay in our own church.
对，他去换西装裤。换了裙子。
So she changed for me.
所以我到直辖家里去印好东西，我打电话给她。
So after I did my copying,
你要不要去
her, ？Do you want to go with me?
她我去。
Yeah, she said yes. I will go with you.
你知道她已经换了裙子了。
And she has changed into skirt.
所以我今天当着大家的面，对不起。
So I want to apologize to her in front of everyone today.
鼓励大家也准时。
I also would like to encourage everyone to be on time.
有服侍的人可以早一点到我们这边，我们大家一起有一点祷告。
Whoever serves that particular morning, we can pray together earlier on that particular Sunday morning.
我们的时间不多了啊，我们要回到我们的这个良善。
We're running out of time today, but we're still going back to our topic, goodness.
大家还记得亚西马斯吗？
Does everyone still remember Ahimaaz?
很多人可能已经忘记了。
Maybe you have forgotten the person.
不过没有关系。
But no worry.
我们用一个短句来再一次 review 一下。
We're going to have a short play right now to remind us.
我们请小朋友有 assigned 的那个，好，我们来演一下。
Okay, for all of you who have assignments, please come up.
21世纪的亚西马斯。
This is the 21st century of Ahimaaz.
我们在那个当树，那个 Anita，OK，、okay, 我们需要我介绍一下，你们就在那个地方，对，好，我们介绍一下，请那个 King David， you can put your crown on this，and then we have a watchman， 他是那个远远看的 ，and then we have Joab，OK，、okay, 约押。好，我们还有一个亚西马斯 ，Ahimaaz， and then 我们还有一个 Cushai 是非洲人，他也是一个报信的。我们亚西马斯要报信 ，and then Cushai 他也要报信。那我们这边有许许多多的 Forest，OK，、okay? Anita and 你们都到前面来做 Forest，OK，、okay? 都来做 Forest，Trees，you are trees，OK、okay?。好，那现在呢，我念中文哈，我们请。请他们就演英文的部分。OK， 我们还有一个吹角的，因为呢，当那个亚沙龙就是大卫儿子反叛的时候呢，约押大将军带着部队去，然后呢，最后把亚沙龙就杀死在树林里面。杀死的时候呢， 这件事情就发生了。亚撒龙死了，让我跑去向大卫王报告好消息。你不可以去，因为王的儿子死了。你去向大卫王报信。你报这信得不到奖赏，为何要去？不管怎样，我要去。好吧，你去吧。我看到一个人跑来，他一定是报信的。他的跑法好像亚西马斯。他是个好人，必是报好信息的。平安。Kusha, you can run now. You can let him. Okay, good. Okay, shalom. Okay, 谢谢你们。从这个短句里面，你得到了什么教训？
From this short play, what have we learned?
第一个教训我得到。
The first lesson that I see.
我们的小朋友们非常的有 talent.
Our children are very talented.
当我们来看这句重要的话，他是个好人，必是报好信息。
When we heard this word say, he is a good man, he must be bringing good news.
如果有人说你是个好人
，if some people say that you're a good person,
或者你很好
，or they say that you're very good,
你觉得怎么样
？How do you feel?
当我第一次到美国来的时候
，when I first came to the United States.
海关检查我的行李。
When the customs inspected my luggages,
他抬头问我一句话。
He asked me,
"Are you a good student?"
你是一个好学生吗？
我当下愣住了。
I was shocked at the time.
我就心里很多的思想。
Many thoughts were going through my mind.
他是在问什么事情
？What was he asking?
什么叫做什么是这个好学生的 definition?
What do you mean by am I a good student?
我马上就想到他的问题是不是说我不会杀人放火或者是作奸犯科之类的犯罪。
The first reaction I had was thinking that if I was a criminal, that would set fire or kill people.
如果这样的话，我说我是个好学生。
Then I would say I'm a good student because I don't do that.
我绝对不是恐怖分子。
I'm not a terrorist.
可是这样子，我又想到我的成绩在大学成绩其实非常差。
Then I thought about my grades, my academics in college.
因为我的时间都花在社团里面。
Which wasn't my grades wasn't very good because I spent most of my time in clubs.
然后我拿我的成绩，我说我是个好学生。
So if I bring my paper and said I'm a good student,
我也答不出来。
I cannot really say that.
所以我在那边就是点头，没有太大的表
态。So I wasn't giving a positive or negative answer.
这个人说你很好。
But this person said you're very good.
他是指什么？
What is he referring to?
我们再回到我们一开始的时候，讲到所谓的良善，什么是良善？
So let's go back to the first when we're discussing goodness. What is goodness?
那么在分享过所谓的良善，这是用来形容神的性情。
We talk about that this is a word that is used to describe God.
他一切的思想、他的言语、他的行动都是善的。
His thought, his action, his words are all good.
所以良善就成为形容他的一个形容词。
Therefore, good or goodness is God's character.
因此，一个良善的人。
Therefore, a good person.
很简单，就是一个好人，他是遵行神旨意的人。
He is a good person who follows God's will and instructions.
所以从亚西马斯的身上呢，我们可以来看到他是一个好人。
So from Ahimaaz, that we can see that he's a good person.
我们今天要从三个方面来讲。
We're going to talk about him from three different areas.
第一个，他是跑那个平原，我们可以看一下 slide.
So we can take a look at the map that he runs through the plains.
当古示人跑的时候，他是从那个山地跑。
When the Cushai ran, he ran through the
forest. 下一张好吗？大家可以看到那个黄色的部分，他是走那个山地在上面。
You can see that Cushai, that yellow indicates the Cushai.
这个亚西马斯是走下面所谓约旦河的河谷跑上去。
And then Ahimaaz ran through the The plants of the Jordan River.
他们同样要向大卫报信说亚沙龙已经被刺死了。
Both of them were running towards David.
但是他们跑的路有两个种不同的路。
But they run two different routes.
一种是跑山林，就像我们刚才那个 Edison 的示范。
One ran through the forest.
很多的 tree 在挡着他。
There were a lot of trees that was hindering him.
他跑的是直线。
But he ran through a straight line.
看起来很近。
It looks like it was the shortest distance.
但是要花很多的时间来跑。
But it took a lot of time.
另外一个叫亚西马斯。
But the other guy who was Ahimaaz.
他从约旦河河谷平原去跑。
But he ran through the plains of the Jordan River.
看起来绕了一圈。
It looks like it was a detour.
但是他跑得比较快。
But he ran faster.
他不止身体好。
He was in good health.
而且他有聪明智慧，知道要走大路。
And he had intelligence to ride the, to run the plains.
弟兄姐妹，这就是第一件我们看到的事情，一个好的人，良善的人。
This is the first thing we see in a good person.
他是走正路，走平坦的路。
He ran the right way. He walked the right way.
我们有很多时候觉得说这样做比较简单，好像有时候是有点弯曲的一个道路。
Sometimes we think that this way may be right, but it could be crooked.
但是感觉比较快，实际上要花更多的力气去时间跟精力去完成。
It looks like a shortcut, but it actually takes more effort or takes more time.
但是很多时候，当我们走在正路上的时候，好像很笨，好像很远，但是实际上是比较快、比较合神心意的办法。
And many times when we're walking the right way, it looks like it's a longer way and it's a harder way, but it actually is the right way.
有一阵子我在灵粮堂的餐饮小组帮忙他们带茶经。
There was a period of time when I was attending a fellowship at the River of Life.
这个在茶经的当中，这个老板呢，他就跟我说，他来美国的时候，在一家餐厅打工。
There's a restaurant owner that had told us that when he first got to the United States, he was working in a restaurant.
那个老板呢，就告诉他说，你在珍珠奶茶的时候啊，你不要忘记一定要多加一点水。
At the time, his boss was telling him to dilute the pearl tea that they were serving.
他就非常不以为然，但是因为老板只好加水。
And he really didn't think that was right, but he had to. He was a worker, so he listened to the boss and then diluted the pearl tea.
这个餐厅叫 San Jose, 所以你们如果喝到淡的奶茶的话，就可能是那家出来的。
And that restaurant was in San Jose, so if you happen to come across something like that, it may be that restaurant.
后来神赐福给这个人。
But God blessed this particular brother.
所以他后来就开了自己的餐厅。
And he was able to open his own restaurant.
他就跟我们分享。
And he shared with us.
他绝对不在奶茶里面加水。
He determined not to dilute the pearl tea.
真材实料。
He would use the real thing.
看起来很笨。
It looks dumb.
但是他的分店一家一家开。
But then he has franchised many different restaurants.
这就是第一，我们看到在神的道路上面。
In God's way.
看起来很笨。
It may look dumb.
但实际上是合神心意，神赐福。
But it was the right way. It's pleasing to God.
生命记第28章告诉我们。
In Deuteronomy,
他说：“这个我们如果谨守遵行神的命令的话，福必追随你，临到你身上。你身所生的、牲畜所下的、地所产的、牛犊、羊羔都要蒙福。你出也蒙福，你入也蒙福。”
In Deuteronomy chapter 28, there were a couple of verses. It says that if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all His commands, all these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God.The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks.
我很喜欢这个英文的翻译啊，它有的版本是说这个福啊，这个 blessing 会 come upon you and overtake you, 抓住你。
Yeah, in one version of the translation, it says the blessing will come upon you and overtake you.
好像什么？好像你走在路上，那个福会一直在后面，好像你有没有被那个狗追过？
It's just like that if you're walking like on the street and then have you ever been caught by like a dog? Or,
你跑得越快追得越急。
The faster that you run, the dog wants to catch you.
你只要跑在正路上面，当你跑的时候，你不要想到后面，因为神的福一定会抓住你。
So if you run on the right way, in the God's way, blessing would come upon you and catch you up.
你说我遵行神旨意是因为我爱神，这也不要。
So you say that I want to follow God's will and I don't need blessings.
弟兄姐妹，告诉你一个坏消息。
I'll tell you a bad news.
你甩不掉他。
You cannot get rid of the blessings from God.
这个福吃定你了。
The blessings will come upon you.
一定会跟着你。
It will follow you.
这就是神要我们遵从他旨意。
This is why God wants us to follow His will.
后面带来的一个祝福。
It would follow. It will be followed with blessings.
所以亚西马斯他走平原跑。
So Athamas ran through the plains.
第二件事情我们在他身上看到。
The second thing that we saw from him.
就是这个 watchman 远远的就看到，好像是亚西马斯在跑。
Because the watchman can tell that it was him from far away.
事实上，在很远的地方，你看见一个人，你可以猜出他是谁。
So usually we can tell who a person is from a distance.
从他的跑法里面，你大概可以知道。
From the way he runs.
我们有不同的跑法。
There are different ways that we run.
我记得我在念书的时候。
I remember when I was in school.
我一个同学，他是体育天才。
I remember a friend of mine was an athlete.
他那个爬杆，我们在台湾有爬那个杆吗？那个竹竿。
I know that you know the pole that you climb up.
我们都爬大概十几秒。
It would take us like more than 10 seconds to go up.
他老兄三秒就到了。
And it took him like 3 seconds.
然后他跑步的时候。
When he ran.
我不会学，但他跑步基本上是乱甩的，手脚是乱。
His
是跳舞一样。
It looks like his arms are everywhere.
没有人追得上他。
But no one can catch up with him.
经过他旁边的人。
Everyone who passed through him.
都怕被他踢到打到。
Was afraid of being kicked or done by him.
所以只要看到那个跑法。
So we, as long as I can see that person, the way the a person runs,
那就是我们那个同学。
That we can tell that it is that person.
我们在跑的时候，就好像我们一个人行在这个路上一样。
So when we run, it's like how we walk in a way.
我们的举止、我们的思想、动作、言行都有一个固定的模式。
Our thoughts, the way we act, if there's a certain way we do all of that.
别人其实可以看的、猜的蛮准的。
Other people can pretty much tell who we are from the way we act.
大家有没有印象？当你的孩子有人在恶作剧的时候
，Can you think of like the maybe the pranks that your children play？
或者是在学校里面，你的同学们恶作剧
？Or at school that certain pranks that done by other people？
你虽然没有看到，但是你可以猜到是谁把你的东西 mess up 掉。
Even though you don't know who you didn't see who actually did it, but you can pretty much tell that who's done it.
因为那是他那个人特别的一个特色。
Because that's like the marks of that particular person.
是被人家认得出来的。
It can be recognized by other people.
是隐藏不了的。
You cannot be hidden from that.
在马太福音五章第十四节到十六节那个地方。
In Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 18.
他们说你是他那边讲到说你们是世上的光，照在城山上，城照在山上是不能隐藏的。人点了灯，不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，照亮一家的人。你们也的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你的好行为，并将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Okay, in the Matthew chapter 5, it says that you're the light of the world. A city on the hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on the stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
城照在山上是不能隐藏的。
A city on the hill cannot be hidden.
我每天早上跑步的时候都会经过一个山坡。
Every day when I jog, I would pass through a hill.
那我在山坡上面，突然有一天发现，那有一条路在开出来。
One day I noticed that there was a road that started to be working on.
没有过多久呢，就有推土机上去盖那个钉那个架子啊，铲地，然后钉那个房子的架子。
And then a few days later, I started to see that some equipment was moving there, and they're leveling the road.
然后再过一阵子呢，当我们去再看的时候呢，就发现那个墙板也钉起来了。
After a while, we saw the structure and also the sheetrocks.
因为它就在这个山腰上，很显眼，我们就每次跑步就是看着它。
Because it was like in half of the hills, we can always see it.
有时候呢。经过的时候看那个没有什么动静没有进展就想到说哎呀这一家是不是又没钱盖了经济不好然后就停工了。
Sometimes when we run by we thought, oh, how come nobody's working? Are they running out of money?
然后呢一点一点每一天看到盖一点盖一点最后终于房子盖好了。
So little by little and gradually we saw the house completed.
然后我就开始为他的草地担心了。
And then I started to worry about his grass or lawn.
到处都是杂草。
Because we see weeds everywhere.
过不了多久，又看见那个挡土墙开始盖好了。
Then you started to see they set up the walls.
然后再过一阵，它的植物开始种下去，绿油油了。
And they started to plant trees and all the greens.
一直到这个时候。
And until now.
我还在想说它的油箱怎么没有在。
Then how where is the mailbox?
后来有一天跑过去。
And then one day I ran by.
邮箱在那边。
And the mailbox was done.
Oh, everything is done.
And
how? 都做好了。
Everything is completed.
我是一个外跟他房子没有关系的人。
I'm a person that has nothing to do with that house.
我发现我很关心那个房子。
But I found that I'm very concerned and for the house.
可能跟那个屋主一样担心。
It's probably like the owner that worried about the house.
我们会很仔细的来看这个房子。
We observed how this house was
城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
City on the hills cannot be hidden.
我们的 watchman 就看着亚西马斯跑来。
And the watchman saw Ahimaaz.
跑来的时候，他就知道这个人他的表现是怎么样。
He could tell from the way he ran.
我们每一个人，我们的言行，我们的动作举止，人家都在看。
Every one of us, the way we act, the deeds that we perform is watched by many people.
这是隐藏不了的。
We cannot hide from our acts.
所以就是我们怎么来跑这段路程。
So how do we run our way?
好像亚西马斯一样，我们跑的是不是很有见证？
Do we run in a good way?
让人家一看就知道这是亚西马斯在跑。
The minute we run, people can tell that it was us running.
圣经上有个使徒保罗，神所重用的。
In the Bible, we saw Paul that was greatly used by God.
他说我们基督徒好像在场上跑步一样。
He said that we're like people running a race.
他说他只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
There's only one thing that he would do is forgetting what is behind.And then straining forward what is ahead.
最后他在提摩太后书的时候他说当跑的路我已经跑尽了守信的道我守住了。
And so at the end in Timothy he said, I have fought the good fight and I have finished the race and I have kept the faith.
所以我们每一个基督徒好像正在场上在赛跑一样就像亚西马斯在跑一样。
And as a Christian, we're all like running a race and like Ahimaaz.
别人在看我们有没有好的见证。
People are watching us to see if we have testimonies.
我们是不是 a good man?
To see if we're a good man.
我们是不是遵行神旨意合神心意的人
？If we follow God's will and if we are pleasing to Him.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
亚西马斯他是报什么信息
？What kind of message did Ahimaaz brought?
当亚西马斯到这边的时候，有没有人记得他报了一句话
？Did anybody remember what did he say when he come up to the front?
有没有人记得
？Anyone?
Shalom.
He said 平安。
就是平安的就是平安。
Shalom.Peace.
所以跟耶稣显现他复活显现向门徒显现第一句话他说愿你们平安。
When Jesus appeared to the people first time, what he says was peace be with you.
但是后面那个古斯人来的时候当我们圣经念到他就报什么信息他报说你儿子死掉了。
So when Cushai came to King David, the message brought was that your son was dead.
虽然这两件事情是一个事情。
Even though the message was the same message,
但是在灵里面，我们可以想到一个符合神心意的人，他都是祝福的话临到我们。
But we know that one who is with the Spirit always speaks the words of Spirit.
平安
，peace.
这是神要我们每一个人带在我们周围的一个信息。
This is the intention that God has for all of us is to bring peace to people around us.
我们在什么地方，我们就建造我们周围的人，因为我们说的。我们做的都是符合神心意的话。
No matter where we are, we will build up the people that's around us.
所以我们带下的都是祝福。
So we will bring blessings, we will bring peace.
我们中国人有时候听那个有人常常讲一些不好听的话。
A lot of times that when Chinese people hear people say something bad.
我们说它叫乌鸦嘴。
We say that's a crow's mouth.
但是我们基督徒就绝对是讲祝福的话。
But Christians would only speak blessings.
因为我们带下神的平安跟祝福在我们周围的人。
Because we will bring God's peace and blessing.
所以我们一个良善的人，一个符合神心意的人。
So a good person, a person that is after God's heart.
我们对忧伤的人，我们就说安慰的话。
When a person is sad, we say words of comfort.
我们对那些绝望的人，我们就带下希望给他们，来安慰他们。
When we face with people who are oppressed, that we bring them hope.
对那种没有爱、缺乏爱的人，我们就学习爱他们。
When we face people who are who lack of love, then we love them.
对有缺乏的人，我们就学习来供应他们，来爱他们，来帮助他们，也带下神的祝福在他们的生命当中。
When we see people who are in need, then we provide them, and then we will bring blessings from God to them.
当我们有这样子的一个行为的时候，人家看到就知道这是亚西马斯的在跑。
When we do things unto these people, then we'll be recognized like Ahimaaz was recognized by the watchman.
他来了，只会让我平安。
He came to bring me peace.
因为他来了都是报平安的。
Because he came to bring me a message of peace.
他是个好人。
He's a good person.
必是报好信息的。
He must have bring good news.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人在我们每一天的路上。
Dear brothers and sisters, in our everyday life.
我们每一天都要接触很多的人。
We're going to be encounter many people.
让我们记住，我们要像亚西马斯的跑法一样。
Let's remember that we will run like Ahimaaz.
别人每一个人都在看。
Everyone is watching us.
看基督徒有什么跟人家不一样的地方。
To see how Christians are different from other people.
当我们带下祝福的时候。
When we bring blessings.
我们不止把我们介绍给别人。
Not only we introduce ourselves to people.
人家不止看到你来了。
Not only people will see you come.
人家不止看到平安来了。
People will see peace come.
他还看到背后赐平安的神也来了。
But they will also see God that who is behind all these messages of peace and blessings.
所以你是个好人。
So you're a good man.
你必是报好信息的。
You're a messenger of good news.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你在今天这个日子里，我们感谢主，让我们能够有许许多多的见证的分享。我们也许许多多的经文的这样子的分享，让我们看见我们怎么样在你的真道上面。今天是最后一个主日，这个月的主日，我们真的能够在良善的这个果子上面，我们有很多很多的思想。你帮助我们每一位弟兄姐妹，不止我们这个人是一个良善的人，而且我们带下的是一个有见证的生命。更重要的是，我们能够将我们这个赐平安、赐生命的主，借着我们的良善介绍给我们周围的人，成为这个光，成为这世代的光，也成为这个城，照在山上，带下祝福是不能隐藏的。我们感谢赞美你，求主与我们每一位弟兄姐妹同在，也保守我们今天的日子。我们这样子祷告感恩，靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。让我们来唱诗歌好。